Also, I love that tweet that you posted.
Which one?
I fucking love it. The one, your little speech after the game, trying to calm the cheese down. I love that tweet.
How?
You know. Hey, Mike, you ready to burn? You ready to burn the world down?
Yeah, I mean that's you, dude. I'll host it today. Like I don't have any.
No, I mean, okay. You know what? Yeah. You know, Mike. Okay. Go ahead. Kick the show off, Mike.
Yeah.
Yo. Are we recording right now? Because yeah. I'm on my headset. Well,
you sound
what's up,
good.
Guys? Yeah. What's up, guys? Welcome back to a new episode of the G30 Podcast. I am Michael, and I'm joined today by Nelson and Timmy. What's going on, guys?
What's up? Look at him.
G-fam.
Like he's been doing it forever. Look at this guy.
I know.
So how are we feeling, boys? What do we got going on? How are we feeling just in general today? Anything out of pocket? Anything different?
My bad. Hey, Mike, I got to ask you something. I know right after the game yesterday, you were out there trying to burn Twitter down with the mob, right?
Hell, dude, I actually came out and actually wasn't like the first one to point fingers. I had like a not reactionary like response. I'm like, guys, it's Seattle, relax a little bit.
Yeah. Timmy, what you were working again, like highlights, yep. What did you see? What coming out of like work and opening up the Twitter, like what did you see?
Mm-hmm. I was like, oh my God, the G's Twitter is on fire. I was like
riots,
fucking appalled. I mean, I thought it would be bad, but I didn't think it would be this bad after the third game. That's how you know the Galaxy fam is really, really spoiled, bro. And from the highlights perspective, you can tell things started turning up in the second half when Greg Vanney made those substitutions. And honestly, I don't know if y'all were expecting this lineup, but I definitely was not expecting this lineup. There were some huge changes, but I'm sure we're going to talk about it later. But that's my thoughts. Just thought it was crazy.
For sure. What'd you think, Count? What did you think of the game? Because you were watching. I missed it, unfortunately.
Yeah, it was a weird day yesterday for the G30 fam. We're spread out. But I was watching live. Look, the lineup, it is what it was. I tweeted at halftime that you can see our hole. And the hole is the winger position. It's Cabral's position. Mm-hmm. You play Araujo at a wing. And this is, let me just back up a minute. We're having a little bit of a spitball show today, which I like. Let's just
roll
ramp and get it out, you know?
Yeah.
I think that it was a weird lineup. Vanney came out after the game and owned it. He was like, yeah, I tried something and it didn't work. I changed it at halftime where it got a lot better. Cheech came out and got a shot off like, within 5 minutes, 10 minutes. Mm-hmm. It wasn't great, but it wasn't terrible. Williams looked to be like a big presence. That'll be really great when he slots in and gets the start. He looks comfortable with Bond. You know, I texted you yesterday. They have like that English calmness in the back. You know, it's not like scramble defense. But honestly, man, it was two. They fell asleep twice within 3 minutes. And then it was like a Rui Diaz goal at the end because we were done. Like, you know, we lost 3-0.
Sometimes against top teams, all they need is a few minutes. You know, it's not they don't play a game of two halves. They play the game minute by the minute. And if you fall asleep and you let Rui Diaz find himself in a dangerous position, he's gonna capitalize. That's what he does.
Yep, especially if it's Seattle. Because they went all the way last season, even though they lost it. But still, they're a really competitive team.
So I'm looking right now in my notes. Seattle has been, so they're a two-time champion winner, and they've been in and out of the cups since 2016. So in and out of the deep into the postseason runs, two wins, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21, the last 5 years, right? Yeah. So we lost to a top contender 5 years running.
They're always a contender.
Yeah.
They're always a contender. They have Brian Schmetzer, the coach who knows what he's doing. Look, I was joking with these guys. I was like, I'm going to say my shit. I'm going to go on a rant today. Counts corner.
Yeah, fuck it.
We all want it. People want it.
The streets need it.
Yes.
Look, I want to acknowledge two things first. One,
You got blasted on fucking Twitter yesterday.
Everyone, yo, people were after me in the Discord, man. But look, I've been a fan of this team for over a decade now. I've watched closely, wins and losses, cups and lows, all of that stuff. Everyone is mad because they care. No, that's one. Number two, I love all of my G's, family, brothers, sisters, whoever, to death, and would do anything I could to help any of them. And they're wilding out right now. Like, look, we knew this was going to be a huge, not even a rebuild, like a project, like an experiment for one.
Like a rough draft.
Like a rough draft at best. Two, I mean, it takes a while to build championship teams, right? Vanny got in Toronto and turned it around. I think they got to the postseason the first time he was at the helm, but they didn't win for a couple of years, right? Mm-hmm. That's the case in any rebuild or project, right? Three, we are outperforming. We lost one of three games. And you can argue maybe that we got lucky in some of those other games too. So I
Miami thought, 100%.
Yeah, I thought, I mean, a little bit lucky and a lot of it work rate. We've talked about that before, right? Like we're outworking people. And what did I say last episode? We can beat Seattle if we can outwork them. We could not outwork them. We were on the road. We're missing pieces. Legette is suspended.
Yep.
And it's the third game of the season. And like I said on Twitter yesterday, this is the time for us to come together, get behind Greg, get behind the boys. It's a big week. It's El Tráfico week. And we need to support them because, look, we bully them and it works. Right, Tim? We've talked about that, right? Like
Especially Legette.
Right? What do you think could – if that power is true, and we joke, but they know what we're saying, and they're affected by what we're saying a little bit. What do you think could happen if we start shitting on them? Now is not the time shit on them. Now is the time to get behind them and say, you know what? You fucked up. But we're still here, and we're pushing, and we're coming home to fight the Levas, to fight the Lames, and we have to support them. Not burn down Galaxy Twitter after losing the third game of the season to an MLS Cup contender for 5 years.
And it's not even June yet.
And it's not
it's not even the summer yet where it matters the most.
This is still a hot start. Yeah, it doesn't matter how you start. It matters how you catching fire at the right time.
Yep.
And it matters being where you need to be by the second transfer window, if not fixing those problems in the second transfer window. That's how MLS has always been. That's why we have two transfer windows.
Yep.
It is what it is. It's the third game. It is time to be a family, not a time to start picking each other apart. And I'm just saying, I said some of that last night, and people feel differently.
People
I don't
know. People are in their feelings.
I was in my feelings too. I wasn't happy. And
no
I want
one's
to,
happy when you I, lose.
Hell no.
I want to highlight the fact. Yeah, I want to highlight the fact that accepting where we are as a project and accepting shortcomings and saying, maybe we messed up. Greg did it himself. The leader himself modeled it. He said, I messed up. We'll fix it. Right? You have to get behind them. And doing that is not accepting mediocrity, because that's the thing. People are like, well, if we accept the fact that this was like, okay, then, you know, we suck and we'll always suck forever and the Galaxy burns in hell. Like,
yeah,
accepting where you are and trying to improve it, honestly, which I think is what Greg is doing. I believe them. They did not quit in this game. The LA is our house guys brought up a good point that last year when we were down one or two, we'd be like, fuck, get Chicha off.
Over.
This year, we're like,
let him fucking run for a few.
Let him run for it. Let's go. Let's go. That's a shift in culture, and it's going to take time, and it's a time to band together, not call for Vanny's head, bro.
No.
Come on.
I couldn't believe I saw some of the Vanny out tweets already. Yeah, I couldn't believe it. I don't know if they were trolling, but still, it's still so soon.
Y'all are getting a little ridiculous.
It's getting real ridiculous.
It's getting real ridiculous. My thoughts on that matter and on the game, I went back to watch the highlights in the game after the fact. And I hopped on Twitter as soon as I had finished up watching the highlights. And I mean, what we have to realize, guys, is that I know us as a family, we want the boys to get 3 points, but we also have to realize that, and I'm going to be the one to say it, and I'm going to be the one to break it, we shouldn't have 6 points in 3 games. We shouldn't have 3 points in 6 games, and we need to take what we have, which is 6 points in 3 fucking games. That is ridiculous, and we just need to take it on the chin. We realize that Seattle, like what Count has been saying, I mean, they're a title contender. You're not going to go anywhere and get 3 points from Seattle at home. They were bound to walk away with that game with at least a point. And if you were expecting a win or something groundbreaking or something electric like we've had the past 2 weeks, you're mistaken. Because when you play against a whale, like a well-oiled machine, shit like that's going to happen. All they need is 5 minutes.
You're going to get exposed. Yep.
And all they need is that 5 minutes of sloppy play and you're down 2 goals.
And yeah, we've been playing sloppy in stretches longer than 5 minutes multiple times a game. I appreciate everything you just said. I agree with you completely. You know what? We outworked Miami. We got a little lucky. We outworked New York Red Bulls. We got a little lucky. That doesn't mean I think we're completely lucky. That doesn't mean I think we're trash and only lucky.
Yes.
I think we have the foundation and the seeds of a very good team that is still being built, and there's going to be corrections. A stock goes up, right? It comes down a little bit before it goes up higher again. It happens. It's how it happens. And I think Greg again said it his best. It's a reality check. And honestly, MLS didn't shit on us today as hard as I thought they were going to, because I was bracing for that. I was like, ooh,
waiting for El Tráfico
week. Like, oh, they're going to like shit on us from the jump. But they were like, you know what? Sounders. Moving on. We'll see.
Now is not the time to call for anyone's head. We need to realize that we have very important fixtures coming up against LAFC and Austin. I'm pretty sure is our following fixture after that.
Yeah.
We need to regroup. We need to realize that the boys were on the road and tried to leave for that game earlier and got caught on a plane and had to sit on the plane and the bus all day, which doesn't do anyone any justice. We need to calm the fuck down, everybody. Like, the office isn't on fire. And the fact that Vanny came out and owned up to it, you guys need to realize what's being done.
Yep.
He fucked up. He owned up to it. We got outworked by a championship-winning team, and we are a work in progress. I mean, I'm reiterating everything Nelson is saying, but it's like...
And arguably, we're better for it. Hopefully. Hope we're better for it, right? Timmy, what do you think?
Yeah, what do you think, Tim?
I mean, you guys said it perfectly. You guys tied the knot. And if you think about it, if this would have happened last season, GBS just said, I don't know what happened. He would have just pretended like he didn't know what happened. He would have, like, you know, brushed it off. But Greg Vanny is owning it. And I think that's a big wake-up call. Not wake-up call, but, like, a kind of light into the tunnel to understand, like, what kind of coach and manager Greg Vanny is. And I guess I'm just glad he's here. A good bright of light. To calling us on our shit when it needs to be called out on.
One thing I also want to say is that as Galaxy fans, we have a culture of winning, but recently that is not the case, and we need to, and it's going to sound ridiculous, but we need to accept losing as a part of our culture, because we cannot choose which history we want to acknowledge and what history we don't want to acknowledge.
Exactly.
When you think of the Galaxy as a whole, we are a playoff team, we are first to five, we are the champions.
Yes.
But recently we haven't been doing that. And I'm not saying we should accept these losses. I'm just saying we should take them and roll, because that's sort of how the coin has been flipping for us in the past few years. Let's enjoy the fact that we have a manager that'll own up to it when he fucked up.
Exactly.
And be happy that we lost, because it shows us where we need to improve.
Yeah. And even, and it's not even about being happy or not happy. It's about having a growth mindset. Right?
Like, exactly.
Yeah. Let me rephrase that. Not happy that we lost, but happy that we have an opportunity to see where we fucked up and grow.
Yeah. Early in the season. Right. So it is what it is. I agree completely. I don't think accepting any of this means like accepting we suck or like that makes us any less of an organization.
No,
I
think we definitely don't suck.
We're we're pointed the right way, and we have to remember that, and we have to get behind these guys because we have to get a result at home
against
on Saturday.
Probably our biggest game so far this season. But rolling into that, do we want to start talking about the El Tráfico matchup this week and what we got going on?
Yeah, man. So I was digging around a little bit. I did, unfortunately, watch their game against who was it this last week? Against who did they play?
I think it was Houston.
Oh, it was Houston. Yeah, it was Houston. So they've beat Austin, which doesn't matter.
Yeah,
like they for you. Tied the Sounders, and it was like a dumbass goal on both ends.
Yep.
And they won against Houston 2-1, but it wasn't easy, and it came late in the game, and one of those goals was arguably offside. Houston gave them a problem in the midfield. They look a bit lost. Kay and Blessing are a bit of a joke right now, I think. Timmy, I want to hear your thoughts on Mark Anthony Kay in a minute, Timmy. But
sure. We all know how we feel about that food.
As always, they have, and Mike about Blessing. As always, they have Edward Atuesta, who is a maestro. Like, if it's been proven, we've done it before last year in a shitty season. If you shut down Atuesta in the middle, they don't really know what to do. They don't really have a forward. They have a Corey Baird, who was RSL's forward. Like, they don't – Vela, who knows? We'll talk about that in a minute. But I don't know. What do you – I want to know two things from you guys. El Tráfico memory, not Zlatan, because we're all going to say Zlatan because we were all there. And El Tráfico memory outside of Zlatan, and what you're thinking just broadly before we go into this game this weekend.
A not Zlatan memory. That's hard because he pretty much birthed the rivalry and the hatred we had towards that other team. But I guess the memories that I cherish the most is that once we score against them and how crazy the digs goes once we score those goals. Like, the energy is just different because they're a rival, or quote-unquote rival to some of us. But I just love the energy. I love the fans' reaction to the goals. It's just different. It feels kind of like how we said, like a cup game. And that, especially that first El Tráfico game, it kind of felt like a playoff AK/cup game. So that energy is just different. I just love the energy.
And what about that little highlight you tweeted earlier today? Your man's.
Oh, yeah. I was thinking about that, too. Also, that Alessandrini goal that led to eventually a tie. He scored like the momentum building goal in that away game, which we have. Well, have we beat them there at their stadium?
I don't think
we've
so.
We've drawn.
Yeah. And lost. They've beat us.
No, they haven't beat us. They haven't beat us at home either.
No, not at our home, but at their home. At
oh
their
house yeah. For them. Yeah.
We won't talk about that game, but, I guess that Drini goal in the momentum builder, and then Kamara securing that stupid ass pass by what was his name? He got transferred to
the Portuguese guy.
João.
No, not João.
It's on theirs.
I'm googling. I'll come back to it. Mike, you want to give your memory real quick?
Yeah, man. I'm really lucky to say that I've been to a few of the games and I've seen both the good and the bad, but I sort of want to focus on the bad. Being at the bank in playoffs and seeing us lose, I felt like that was a big part in me sort of sticking to the Galaxy. I don't know why that moment in particular stands out.
I mean, it's like that pain is cemented, right? In your younger fandom, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So that was interesting. And also, just sort of the lead up to that game was so interesting, man. I remember heading down to the bank with Count, and it was so weird. Zlatan was so quiet. Zlatan hadn't came out and said anything. It almost felt like we were going in that game to lose. And
From the jump.
And yeah, that moment sticks out to me a lot because fucking being the bad guy in your own city was a very interesting feeling for me, you know, and especially in playoffs. So,
yeah. Yeah, And it was Andre Orta, by the way, the dude who passed.
Oh
back
yeah, to I wanted to thank him for that pass to Ola Kamara.
Yeah, that was great. yeah, I'm with you, Mike. It's been a lot of these traficos already. Maybe too many, man. It's, you know, like the shine wears off a little bit, but mm-hmm. I agree with everything y'all said. Mm-hmm. The pain of that loss, the joy of the first win. The draws after draws after draws after draws. Oh, Laton standing in front of their crowd like,
oh, that's that was daddy. Awesome. Also, I want to add that I kind of talked about this on the Discord a couple of days ago, but a very shining star that we overlook sometimes is Fabio Alvarez. That man really shined in those games. If you guys noticed, all three of Zlatan's goals were based off of assists from Fabio Alvarez.
Oh, and In that one game.
Yeah, in that one game. And also in the game where we tied them 3-3, two of Zlatan's goals were because of Fabio Alvarez. I just want to shout him out, even though he's not here and he was on loan. But, man, and also he's known for playing 60 to 70 minutes. But, I mean, he really showed out in those games. I just want a big shout out to him.
Yeah, he burned hot and bright and then kind of, like, couldn't go anymore.
Yeah, he's like, oh, take me out.
But it's so we have all of this recent history we're thinking about and some memories shared, and we've had episodes before. Rudy was here, we talked about it. We've talked about this a lot.
Yeah.
Because it's been central to the team the last couple of years. But what are we thinking in general about playing these guys at home this week?
First, I want to say that Mark Anthony Kay is the softest player in MLS. I'm putting that out there right now. Agreed. He definitely is. I will never forget that podcast quote. I won't restate it because it's just going to make me mad again. But going into playing them, well, we know that they're a very lethal team, I guess you could say, in a way, because they love to use the wings and cross it into the box. That's their game. They love to play it through the midfield, and if they find an opening through the wing, they will play it to the wing, which is what I've noticed all the time. And even though we've all shitted on this player for, like, not being a great defender, but Rolf would also step up in these games and defend that wing, sort of, in a way. He would kind of shut down that wing player. It was either Rossi or Vela he would be guarding. And he would shut them down all the way, and they wouldn't have an option to fight. They would just have to play the ball to the middle, which they couldn't do. So hopefully, if we find that out early, when we can shut down out to West in the middle, I think we'll be okay. I don't know. I can't make a score prediction right now. I really don't know.
The jury's out. Mike, what do you think? General thoughts?
My general thought about heading into this game, this Trafico, I feel like if we play down to them and if we play scared man, we lose.
Yeah.
We need to play our game, and we need to let them come play to us because we're playing at home. We need to be comfortable. And all 11 guys out in the field need to know that we have one mission, and anything less than 3 points in this game is a failure.
Exactly. Also, if Vanny sticks to that similar lineup that he had with the other two games, we'll be even more successful.
Yeah, we'll be fine.
Yeah.
I'm thinking that we just can't play scared. All 11 of the guys need to just play their heart out and realize that these games have a little bit more emphasis on them than, you know, let's say a Red Bull or a Miami. We just sort of need to go in there, execute, and whatever plan Vanny needs to employ to get the guys rolling, just adhere to it early and shut them down, score quick, score frequent, and we get all 3 points and we move on.
Yeah, and also, sorry, Cam, but also now that I think about it, I just find it interesting that Greg Vanny decided to change up the lineup against Seattle, a team that is very tough to compete. But what if he's kind of like prepping? I know this is a long shot, but what if he's kind of like prepping for like the LAFC to know what to play against them? But then again, it's just a long shot.
You know what I think about that though? I think it's because he knew, and we all knew, that Seattle was the better team. I think he tried to do something different to throw them off and play to their level, but it just didn't work.
And that's to build on what you just said, Mike. That's what I think too. I don't ever like he said it before. I don't believe that they're in the business of going in games to lose games. I got yelled at for this yesterday too, but I don't think that's the mentality. But again, I don't think it's accepting mediocrity to respect an opponent that is deserving of respect, like Seattle. Right. Mm-hmm. So Greg, I think you're right, Mike. He goes, let's try and throw a curveball. And if we get answers out of that curveball, then cool.
We move.
And then if it doesn't work, we'll change at halftime. And like, I don't want to say he threw it away, but I definitely think he was looking ahead to this game. Mm-hmm. And we'll see, man. I don't even want to do a score prediction either. I don't even know, because both of these teams have flaws. And it's like, yeah, both of these teams have that one missing second piece that could change, yeah, anything.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and both teams have that missing piece that we don't know. Mm-hmm. Yep.
I lost my audio again.
There we go.
I lost my audio again. Real quick, I think Mike, go ahead and then I'll give my X factor thing.
Oh no, I was gonna talk about Vela being MIA, and I'm not too sure, mm-hmm, if that's where you were heading.
Yeah, that's where I'm headed. They are okay. So Vela got pulled accidentally. People are saying they fooled his own coach. He flopped so hard that first game and they took him out for injury. What is not being discussed is that he went into the locker room and went away. If I'm the coach and you're my player and you did that shit, like, I'd bench
Bob's
you
a bitch, dude. He doesn't care. I'd
bench you. So he threw a fit, went into the locker room. Then following that, I guess he had some family something that kept him from getting a COVID test, and he was put on the safety list. The
protocol list.
Yeah. So he didn't play this weekend because he didn't get tested and he couldn't clear. And circling this weekend on Reddit and Twitter, I was doing some research. I got the sense that people are starting to wonder if this has to do with anything related to his contract, which is up this year. Could it be a negotiating tactic? You know,
we'll have our answer game day, dude. If it's a negotiating factor, then he won't be there.
It seems very much 3 weeks for a quad like this. And he said he was fine. So the kicker in all of this is when he got up and he was pissed that he got subbed out, he was like, I'm fine. And he walked off fine. So like, mm-hmm, it's weird. And they're trying to play it as an injury. And he missed it because of family stuff. To me, it seems a lot like, and it has nothing to do with their nationality. I know people get really heated about this, right? Mm-hmm. Just in general. Because Gio is like this too. Vela has denied call-ups to the national team. Gio has done the same. They are two players that don't seem very interested in playing soccer. They just kind of do it for money, like when it works for them. And Vela has said as much. He cares about being good, and I'm sure Gio cares about being good. But this seems to me very much like what we saw with Dos Santos, Gio. And I wonder if that's something that they are both headed towards, because they are both in that same class of player too, right? They came up in the same system.
Yeah.
So I don't know. I really don't know.
I mean, it's like you said, it's either one of two things. I just think if it's a negotiating factor, we'll know when he's not in the lineup. And then it's about money, and then it's something relating to his contract. And if it's a negotiating tactic, we'll see. But I just don't see him missing the opportunity to play against the Galaxy.
Yeah. You know? Yeah. And it could be that they were holding him out to
precautionary measure
to play this game. It could, mm-hmm, it could be. And like, I don't give a shit about their team either way. Mm-hmm. He can fuck off. I just think it's kind of interesting because all of the shit they've said about us and all of the shit that they like to trumpet, like, doesn't seem very real in those moments.
Yeah, no.
You know, but fuck them. Fuck them. So, I don't know. Let's do it. Let's force a score prediction. Fuck it. Let's go wild. Okay. We're going long, but it's the El Tráfico special. So, whatever. Score prediction, Timmy.
Okay. So, you know how all El Tráfico's end in a very high-scoring game, either if it's 5-3, 4-3, 3-2. I'm going to go crazy on this one. I'm going to say the score is going to be 5-4 with a great game, hopefully, by Chicharito. He'll score two. Granzer will hopefully find his groove, which I am disappointed. We didn't really talk about him, but he did not have a great game, according to Galaxy Twitter. But I'm hoping he'll back his first. And I'll say Victor Vasquez will have his first goal.
Okay. I like it. Mike?
But it's all good.
Sorry, Tim.
No, you're good. I just forgot who else I wanted. Okay, we'll say Chicho hat trick. Fuck it.
Chicho hat trick. Fuck it. That's a real easy way to solve that problem. Just fuck it. You just score three and we win. if I'm going to have to give me give a score prediction, I'm going to say a 3-1 win from the Galaxy. And I think Grandisser is the hero of the match. I think he's man of the match. I think he has some sort of goal involvement. But I think we don't play Vasquez because he got pulled early with a with a little quad deal. Right. I think we sit him and play Vasquez and or play Legette and spot for Vasquez. And I think Grandisser gets involved one way or another, a goal and an assist. And I think Legette finds his way into the game as well.
I'm forgetting about the boy.
Who's your wing player then?
So like fucking Zubac.
Isn't that crazy? Zubac is our starting winger for now.
Yeah,
Zubac. Who would
have thought? Oh, Zubat. He devolved from a goal bat into a Zubat. I agree. I think we win. I think we fuck them up in the community kit, something nice. Mm-hmm. That would be good. I was telling Timmy before we recorded that I hope like we make them wear their shitty like tan shirt they're wearing, whatever.
Yeah. Off-white color.
So I think we win 3-1. I think that's good. I think Chicha gets on the board. I think Legette comes back and says, fuck y'all, and gets on the board. And I think Grandisser shakes it off too. Mm-hmm. Let's double back to Grandisser real quick. He did miss like a one. He was kind of like one-on-one. And like, it's really hard to beat Stephen Fry. Like, he's a great goalkeeper.
Yeah.
But he could have done more. He looked a little bit lost. But he also shows some physicality. He's like pretty stout guy.
Mm-hmm. Like I said, you know, I told you.
Yeah. He can be good. He hasn't found his way, man. But I've said it. Y'all have said it. We're saying it a lot on Twitter. Cabral cannot get here fast enough. Yeah. Like that is the problem.
I think he's going to be an aerial threat too. Sorry to cut you off, but I think he's going to be an aerial threat too in the box because he's 6'1", I believe.
They'll do the same thing where Vasquez drifts like to the wing kind of, and then Cabral plays more tucked in.
Central
striker. I don't know. That'll be it. Mike, do you have a Mike's Corner in you? It's a little long, but it's like I said, it's the El Tráfico special. You got to
corner. Yeah, of course. Who is winning the culture war, FC or the G's? Do you mind if I share my screen and play you guys a quick clip for a second?
Oh, yeah, go for it.
Oh, yeah.
Awesome. Super cool.
Hold on a second.
Yeah.
Yeah. Go ahead.
All right, awesome. So as you see here, we're
you got to share your screen.
Yeah, I got to go for it. Hold up.
Make sure you share the audio too.
Oh shit. Yeah, no, host disabled person. Anyways, but it's the clip because I don't think I'm gonna be able to pull it up here, but it's the clip. It's the one that floats around every time there's a G's game. And let's see, it is the lady here. This is credit to Galaxy Fan Talk. I mean, everyone tweets this video out when we play. So
play it. Let's get it.
You got to share your audio.
Oh, shit. All right. Well, anyways, you guys know what fucking video I'm talking about. I know this is bad radio.
Here, hold on. Stop sharing. I'll play it. I'll play it. Okay.
Just a little bit of dead time.
There you go. We've all seen that one before, right?
We've all seen it. Yeah, we've all fucking seen it. It all comes around. And if we're going to talk about who's winning the culture war, I mean, dude, it's easy. It's a real easy one. If you got their fans saying shit like that, like, come on, dude. I think the Galaxy win the culture war every fucking day of the week, man. They don't have culture. They don't have a history. It's fabricated. We have roots. We have people that have died for this shit right here. Exactly. So that's where I stand on the El Tráfico special, Mike's Corner.
Cool. As a quick follow-up, man, like, how do you think this relationship has changed since the outset? Right, because at first it was all guns blazing, but it's kind of maturing a little bit. What do you think?
You want to go, Tim?
No, go for it.
I think it's matured nice. I think it's. I mean, granted, it's like maybe we play one too many El Clasico games, so you know the shine dimmers a little bit. But I think we have ourselves a real rivalry here. And I mean, I know I'll get shit from that from all you fucking old heads that listen to this, you included. fuck y'all. I love you guys. You guys need to chill.
Especially
out.
The community G voice. No, I'm just kidding.
No, oh, you're doing them like that, Manny.
Damn. Manny,
disrespect.
That,
I'm
Evan,
just kidding.
Come on, Manny,
I love Kevin and I love Manny, community G voice. Also, before you continue, Mikey, shout out to them for starting that Spanish podcast. I forgot the title of it, but it's. That's pretty dope. Dude.
I think it's Hora Galactica.
La Hora Galactica.
La Hora Galactica. There
you go. Check them out. Check them out.
Hey, Manny, I didn't say that shit, bro. That's Spicy Taco 118 on Twitter. That was not me. I think it's matured nicely, and I feel like I'm in this position where, I mean, I know everyone's going to be like, oh, it's San Jose, it's Seattle. But, like, for me personally, I have a real big connection to this because I've seen homies that have been Galaxy fans that ended up making that jump. And I feel that now that it's been 2-3 years in the making, I feel like we're in for a really good history between both these clubs, a very good matchup. I mean, I feel like you cannot not buy into the storylines. Like, the storylines are so good. And I feel like it's something that we haven't seen from San Jose and the Galaxy in recent years. Mm-hmm. In recent years, I mean, 3 or 4 years. So, I think it's matured all right in this relationship. It's going to keep changing, but I feel like right now we're in a little bit of a dry spell.
Cool. Timmy, what do you think?
Also, I also kind of wanted to add on to the storyline of Mike's point. He kind of said that, like, you know, the fact that Zlatan started off, like, in the birth of this first LA rivalry kind of plays a big factor on why it's so entertaining and so what, and why it's so crucial, I guess, nowadays. Because now everyone's going to think of that first Zlatan goal against LAFC. That's always going to be there forever and ever for as long as the Galaxy lives. And it's just crazy.
It was like a movie, man.
It was like a movie. It just didn't seem real.
you can't not buy into it, man. It's so good, and it's drama filled, and it's everything we like as a Galaxy fan base, rather we like to admit it. Exactly. Fuck those guys.
Yeah, because as of right now, it's the most competitive and it's the most entertaining rivalry I've seen in a long time. Because when I would watch those San Jose matches, like they were like, you know, physical and all of that. But
fucking get me a pillow and a blanket, dog.
You missed the old ones, man. You missed the old ones.
I know. I wasn't born for those.
Steven Leonard headed a ball out of the hands of a goalie.
Mike, I did see that.
Mike McGee is a goalkeeper. You know, it's whatever. It's a different time. You know,
that was a different time. I did see that. That's a game that's always.
You were young. You were real young guns. It's crazy, man. It is what it is. This is a developing rivalry. It's crazy. Fuck them. It'll be really interesting to see lineup wise on both sides how we adjust, how they adjust. Every little thing matters in this matchup. We're going to be in the community kits. Hopefully it's Saturday. I'll be there. Timmy will be there.
Yep.
Oh, sidebar. I went on AXS to look for tickets. The game is not even listed as an event that is happening. I was trying to get our boy Mike a ticket here.
I'll be banging the drums outside.
And it seems to me that they're not selling tickets at all because they don't want any of them in here. That's real interesting. If anybody has a spare ticket for your boy Destroyer CFC here, hit us up.
Hit me up on the Twitter.
Yes, yeah. And other than that, any last shout outs?
I don't think so. I already shouted my shout out. Cool. Because it was funny.
Thanks for taking MC duties, Mike, a little bit.
You're good, man. Trying to change it up. Because, I mean, I didn't have a whole lot of shit to talk about. You were fucking pissed last night.
Yeah, we love. We want like more that. Of the Count Chocula rant. We love it.
So, I mean, no really closing remarks for me. Just get behind the boys while we can. It's not the time to start rolling heads in the street. And we just need to get behind the boys.
The time for head rolling will come if it needs to get to
If need be, it will come and we'll know when it's appropriate because we've fucking been there one too many times. But, I mean, hold on to the faith. There's literally nothing to be discouraged about. We lost to a title contender. And if we can say that we competed with a title contender or at least tried to compete, that's good enough for me. And fucking on we go to Saturday, boys.
Yep. On we go to Saturday. That was another G30 podcast. Oh, I have one last shout out. Sorry. We are collecting a care package for one of our fans. One of the Galaxy's fans in Haiti. One, two threads, cruising in the streets. All the podcasts are contributing to this care package that we're going to send to a Galaxy fan in Haiti. We'll drop some stickers in there. We'll have those at the game too. But if you have anything you'd like to contribute, please hit up us or any of the other podcasts or one, two threads directly. And counterculture too. It's really dope. We'll send something out there. But it's been another week of G30 podcast. Mike, you want to hit him with the socials?
Yeah, man. If you've listened this far into the what is the now the G45 podcast, go ahead and follow us on Twitter and Instagram at the G30 podcast. That is the G30 podcast. And if you want to come check me out on my socials, you can come check me out on Twitter at DestroyerCFC. And that'll be it for me today, boys.
Yeah. You can find me on my socials at SpicyTaco118 on Twitter and SpicyTaco18 on Instagram. And you can find us in the G30 crew on Instagram as well. We'll be posting hella stories on there as well. So check us out there. And yeah, can't wait for Saturday, boys.
And I am Rant Chocula. No, I'm just kidding. Yes. I'm at CountChoc786 on Twitter. And that's it. That's a wrap.
Later. Deuces. Peace out, everyone.